We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
From KCBS Radio, I'm Matt Pittman, and this is Bay Current for Thursday, July 14th. Despite what TV and films may tell you, most of us who get into the broadcasting business do it because of a love of storytelling. And Brett Burkhart is one of those storytellers. His name and voice are almost certainly familiar to you. For more than two decades, Brett has been one of the region's most accomplished, recognized, and decorated storytellers across the Bay Area airwaves.
For many, there would be other reasons to celebrate in 2013.
The Supreme Court has come down on the ruling on Proposition 8.
How about that discrimination end right here in San Francisco?
It's lined to rule on the constitutionality of Prop 8.
And same-sex marriages will resume here in California.
And I want to say how happy we are.
The celebration spilled onto the streets of the Castro.
You can hear the music.
I can feel it.
Way to tell, guys, how long this party will last.
And 2 days later.
Today, their wait is finally over.
The ceremonies resumed at San Francisco City Hall.
I now declare you spouses for life.
Brett's gift for storytelling and his bookcase full of awards and accolades accumulated over the years are just a couple of the many reasons we here at KCBS Radio are beyond excited and thrilled to have Brett Burkhart joining our team.
Since we've got it on tape, Brett, welcome to the team.
Yes, that feels good.
Last week, as Brett continued to settle in to a new newsroom, and let me tell you, a new newsroom can be incredibly intimidating, no matter how long you've been doing this. So much is so familiar, but so much is still very different. New people, new seats, new computers, you know. But I had a chance to catch up with Brett about this transition in his career, joining us, the art of storytelling, and what we can expect from this Bay Area fixture now found on KCBS Radio.
In terms of telling stories, is there a particular type of news that you hear something's going to be happening, or whether it's something that breaks and you're like, this is my wheelhouse, let me go out there and tell this story?
Boy, there's so many examples. I love politics. I covered Governor Schwarzenegger's first 100 days in office, and that was a blast. Having access to some of those people who make pretty important decisions that affect everybody's lives, and that's in my wheelhouse. Obviously, I love good news stories. And sometimes you just have to report on the bad ones. And earthquakes, fires, floods, done all of that. Covered the downfall of America's first homegrown terrorist, the Unabomber, which was so weird, by the way, because for years we had that composite sketch. The guy with a hoodie and the aviator sunglasses. And it just haunted everybody. And it circulated for years. And then finally, they capture him. And this was victim impact statement day and sentencing for the Unabomber. And I'm in the courtroom, and he was able to give a statement. And I'm thinking, this big, bad, scary terrorist monster is going to talk for the first time. Is he going to sound like a monster? He sounded like Kermit the Frog. It was mind-blowing to
me. And very meticulous with his words, very a complete academic. I mean, he was, did he have the beard, or was he shaved?
He still had the beard, and he was just kind of really mind-blowing.
What can you take from all of those experiences out in the field, whether it's, like you said, general assignment, news breaks, Brett, grab the keys and go, versus, you're out there working on a special assignment story for weeks or months at a time.
Yeah.
To now sitting in the anchor chair, you're in one room all day. You've got a clock, you've got a board, you've got a screen with news bus and the scripts ahead of you. But that experience as a storyteller in the anchor chair, how much does that give you an advantage to really contextualize the news every single day.
That's just it. It gives you a little bit of perspective of what might be going on.
Mm-hmm.
The institutional knowledge of what has happened here historically in the Bay Area and being able to dip into that, because I was there witnessing history. And so to be now the anchor orchestrating and going live to reporters and having that knowledge of some of the history that we covered over the years and being able to put that into context with the actual story that's happening and why it matters mm-hmm. to people.
So when Brett Burkhardt is not out on assignment or in the anchor chair, as a Bay Area native, tell me what keeps you busy on a weekend if you're planning out a long weekend, like the 4th of July weekend that's coming up. What piques your interest away from work out in this beautiful part of the world we live in?
That part of my life actually started because of radio.
Okay.
I was given an assignment that required me to make a video, actually. And I flew down to a friend's house who is an editor, and he was helping me edit this video project. And we finished early, and he said, I want to take you to lunch. And I said, perfect. So we get in his car, and he drives to an airport. And he takes me to a hangar, he tows out his airplane, and he takes me flying to a restaurant. I was blown away.
Right.
And then we flew back to his home airport, and on the way, he gives me the yoke.
Oh, my goodness.
I was amazed.
Had you ever done anything close to that?
No. No. I had flown with the Blue Angels.
Okay.
But they don't give you the controls.
No, they don't.
$20 million plane.
Right.
But when I got back home, I signed up for pilot lessons.
Oh, man.
And it took me 2 years. I took, you know, the non-economical route, because the longer you take, the more money you're going to spend for lessons and what have you. And here's what they do. This is how they get you on the first lesson. They actually take you up, and they let you take the plane off the runway.
Mm-hmm.
And so they have the throttle, but then you get the yoke. And at 60 knots, you pull back the yoke, and you just have that sensation of leaving the ground. Mm-hmm. And I was hooked. There's no way I'm not going to follow through with this. So that was back in 2004. And so that's what I do as a hobby. It was the first time I found a passion that didn't have anything to do with broadcast news.
Wow. I am a little bit blown up. I had no idea, honestly. Oh. I had no idea that you were a recreational pilot in your spare time.
I do that, and I do it for charity as well.
Great. That's awesome.
So, yeah, I, over the years, have donated to various causes
in
auctions and things like that.
Like let people, like... They take a flight with Brett
right.
for X amount of donation or at a silent auction.
We call it a tour of the Bay. They call it the Bay
that's
Tour.
That's so cool.
And we usually go to Half Moon Bay, have lunch, and then fly over the Golden Gate, Alcatraz, Angel Island. It is so much fun. And I do the same thing that my friend did, and that is I'll take control of throttle, but I'll give them the control of the yoke. And every single time, it's so fun to see their reaction.
So you know that the wheels are cranking.
Exactly.
In my brain right now.
Oh, is that right?
You want to go on? I would love to go up on a flight, but I think that might be a pretty amazing experience to share with the listeners on a podcast and kind of record the whole thing.
Yes.
Find the right beautiful sunny day and having someone who obviously could fly a plane, fantastic, but also knows the Bay Area and can point things out to me. And, you know, I've only lived here almost 3 years. I'd absolutely love it. So if that, I'm gonna work hard to get in your good graces, Brett. And
awesome.
That'd be our follow-up conversation on Bay Current.
All right, let's make it a date. But I will say the common theme here is I love to give people emotion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I love to tell stories to make people feel things.
Yeah.
And you can do that through sound, or you can do it through giving somebody a yoke. So,
Brett Burkhardt, this was a really awesome conversation. I appreciate your time, and welcome to KCBS.
Thank you so much, Matt.
Once again, thank you and welcome to my colleague, Brett Burkhardt. And thank you for listening. We'd love to be part of your daily routine. You could subscribe to Bay Current on the Odyssey app, on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, just about anywhere you listen. That's it for today's Bay Current. I'm Matt Pittman. We'll chat with you again tomorrow.
T T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.